So we have television sets on throughout our offices, Fox, CNN, the modern day ticker tape. It's constantly spitting out news. It becomes white noise. But yesterday, there was a moment that made us sit up straight. Two Senate panels held hearings looking into recent failings at Boeing. There were lots of experts. And then this from former Boeing employee Ed Pearson.
The company illegally removed thousands of quality control inspections on individual airplanes without the FAA's knowledge and without the knowledge of the airlines. I'm not going to sugarcoat this. This is a criminal cover-up.
Say what? Well, there was much more. David Slotnick, a senior aviation business reporter for The Points Guy, is in the studio with us. David, first of all, what's been any response from agencies to claims like that?
You know, agencies have said that they're investigating every claim thoroughly. I will note on that specific claim that was about the documentation surrounding the Alaska Airlines flight that NTSB is requesting. It turns out that documentation doesn't exist. That's something that the NTSB chair, Jennifer Homendy, told a fellow reporter of mine, Edward Russell, yesterday.
Yeah.
So she did dismiss the cover-up claims, at least.
Yeah. Well, what else jumped out at you yesterday?
I think what jumped out at me really is just the attention that these hearings are getting and the fact that these hearings are happening at all. You know, this has been an ongoing conversation since 2018, really, when the first MAX crash happened. People have been talking about Boeing's safety culture, Boeing's checks, the regulatory environment. And it's remarkable to see in 2024 that this is still a conversation people aren't necessarily satisfied with.
Yeah. Well, we also heard about the treatment of people who they say are trying to get the word out. These are the whistleblowers. Engineer Sam Salapour talked about what happened to him.
I raised concerns internally. I was sidelined. I was told to shut up. I received physical threats.
And, you know, in that moment, David, I couldn't help but think of John Barnett, who worked for Boeing for 30 years, retired, became a whistleblower because of what he felt were deep concerns about oxygen systems and substandard parts. He says managers didn't listen to him. He took legal action. Then he said he was defamed by Boeing. He was about to give depositions in that trial when he took his life in March. Now, Boeing has denied his accusations, but I guess it underscores some of these whistleblowers might be feeling desperate or at the very least, as Sam said, sidelined.
Yeah, I think it's very frustrating as a whistleblower. You need to establish that you have a credible complaint. You need to get people to listen. And, you know, you're going against your employer, your friends, your coworkers.
Yeah. Boeing declined an invitation to send anyone to speak at these hearings, but what are they saying about the accusations?
So that was actually pretty interesting. Boeing has not directly referenced the accusations, but what they've done instead is hold a very strong defense of the two airplanes in question for Mr. Salapour's allegations. You know, it's a very different tone than they've taken with the 737 issues. They are defending their manufacturing processes. They're defending their safety controls, their whistleblower channels and employee complaint opportunities. And, you know, they're saying that they never retaliate against whistleblowers. So it's been remarkably vocal, I'd say.
Yeah. When you say two planes, is that the 777s and 787s?
Exactly, yeah. So those are the two sort of flagship wide-body big aircraft.
They're also the largest commercial planes that Boeing makes. And we fly them in them. What should passengers, in your mind, you know, take from this?
Yeah, you know, the complaints and the details behind them are fairly technical, so it's a little hard to parse. But what it generally comes down to is that Mr. Salapour is alleging that there's more stress and fatigue over the long term for these airplanes because of the way they're manufactured. You know, the good news here is that's not like a short-term risk. That's not like a planes are about to fall apart kind of thing. That's more a planes need to be inspected more. Planes need to be ensured that they're meeting their parameters. So, you know, you shouldn't necessarily be worried if there's a flight coming up.
Well, a plane sort of fell apart, you know, when that cover thing fell off. And many, you know, some of the whistleblowers talked about that. Is this criminal?
There is an FBI investigation. The Department of Justice has a criminal investigation. They've gathered a grand jury in Seattle. So it very possibly might be.
Yeah. And what is next? You know, more hearings, which seems like there should be some action or something. What's next?
More hearings, more evidence. The FAA has a new administrator who is taking a pretty hard line. He started a few months ago, and we'll probably see them step up regulation.
And do you think the FAA, we only have a few seconds, but the FAA was hearing for the first time that quality control was removed and they didn't know?
I think a lot of that were things that they know and they're in the process of investigating.
Okay. The Point Guy is David Slotnick. David, thank you so much for following along with us. We'll keep an eye on this story. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.